Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Not only do we have the kickoff to Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest kicking off at 5 o'clock, I've got another great expert joining me. Luke Baumgartner will be joining me. He is a research fellow from George Washington University that has been studying extremism. He's also a military veteran, and I can't imagine a better person to talk about where we are in this country. Who defines what is extremism, right? What does it mean? What happens when there's an explosion of extremism? How does it impact our society, our government, our policies, our institutions? Don't go anywhere. We've got those two things coming up at 5 o'clock for you. Right now, Professor Howard Schwaber from the University of Wisconsin at Madison. Howard, we've been talking about the Trump administration, the MAGA regime's attack on independent agencies and what I'm going to call good science, good data analysis, and frankly, good data reporting to the public, which enables transparency. And just today, we had the Trump administration, again, embracing with both arms a position on Tylenol that is frankly shocking. They are now claiming that Tylenol has a link to autism and encouraging pregnant mothers to not use Tylenol. As I understand things, based on current reporting, that recommendation coming from the CDC is based on one or two studies that were not wide-reaching and that many experts have criticized for poor data analysis and data collection methods, meaning they didn't reach statistically significant sample sizes, et cetera. But that didn't stop our president from saying this today.
Commonly known as Tylenol during pregnancy can be associated with a very increased risk of autism. So taking Tylenol is not good. All right, I'll say it. It's not good.
Wow.
All right. So if I can just jump in, this is really a perfect example of why all this stuff has real and serious consequences. Tylenol is extraordinary, or acetaminophen is extraordinarily effective in combating fever. Fever during pregnancy is a huge health risk to hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of women every year. Fever can be caused by any number of things, but it's the fever itself that very often is the most lethal or most health impinging effect of any disease that's encountered. All right, when you tell the rest of the announcement was that the FDA will now give instructions to doctors not to give Tylenol to women who are pregnant and to warn them against using it. If the result is that a substantial number of women during pregnancy stop using the most effective, cheapest, most readily available remedy to fever, the likely consequence is an increase in pregnancy complications up to and including loss of the pregnancy, and negative health consequences. That we should be incredibly cautious before we make a policy pronouncement that will cause people to stop doing something that works really, really well based on essentially a lobbying campaign. The discussion of the MMR vaccine earlier is another good example. The MMR vaccine has been incredibly successful and incredibly effective in effectively wiping out what were once lethal childhood diseases. And the idea that we would risk bringing them back on the basis of what is much more apolitical than a scientific process is not just, you know, bad for the world or aesthetically displeasing. It has extreme human costs. There are costs associated with the failure of government to be effective and rational. We should be clear. There have been lots of scientific failures in the years past. The NIH in particular is prone to a lot of criticism for being unduly conservative, for various biases, institutional biases, in the way it distributes research support. And during COVID, we did see government agencies wanting to be ahead of a panic, expressing more certainty than they actually had. There were mistakes, but the solution is not to replace research with anecdote.
Yes, the solution is not to replace research with anecdote, to not replace good, broad-based, consensus-based scientific recommendations, especially when it comes to pregnancy and childhood vaccine schedules, with one-off non-peer-reviewed studies. I mean, that's bananas for someone who's had peer-reviewed work published. That's not how it works. Just very briefly, Howard, I wanted to make these points and then wanted to ask you about what should regular people do in the face of this? Can we replace this? And that is, the long-term impacts of this erosion of expertise will lead to a mass exodus, a brain drain, if you will, out of not just federal government, but government writ large. It may even lead to a brain drain out of the United States. Research and innovation driven by universities, also research and innovation performed by the United States federal government, has been an incredible engine for our economic growth over the last 50 years. That is all at risk. But my point is, long term, I think this may take a generation or more to build back these capacities and competencies in the federal government. Howard, your thoughts on that? And what should an average Wisconsinite, an average American do in the face of these attacks?
Rebuilding is incredibly difficult. Kim Shepley, a professor at Princeton, has a wonderful line. She says, what's going on in the government research sector is like putting a blender into a fish tank. What you end up with is fish soup. You can take out the blender, but reassembling the fish is a lot harder. Mm. This will have, it will take a long time to rebuild. It will take a long time to rebuild confidence as well. As for what people can do, this is very hard. It took most of a century for the federal government to build up the credibility that it has on data so that people would rely on it when they were in need. People are going to have to start finding other sources of data. Some states are involved in multi-state consortia to try and fill in those gaps. But truthfully, there really is no substitute. All I can say is we're all going to have to start getting a lot more expert at finding good data from other places than the stuff that we've relied on so well for so long.
You have a responsibility to search out good information. Stay tuned. We'll have some of that from Luke Baumgartner, an extremism researcher from George Washington University, next right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. And the green and gold giveaway starts next. Don't go anywhere.